You are an energetic being first and foremost, so the quality of your energy field is really important. It works like a filter, each part of the field enabling or preventing whatever is turning up in your life. This is the Future Self Energetics Show. I'm your host, Amanda Nelson, and I work in the body, mind and spirits community. I'm an award-winning master energist. That's a therapist that specializes in improving the quality of the energy fields that move in, through and around your body. If you want anything in your life to change, you have to begin with changing your energy field first. So my shows are a mixture of talk and therapy ideas, interviews and thought-provoking inspiration. They're all about energy, energy fields, protection and connection. If there's a topic you'd love me to cover in my show, please email me, amanda@futureselfenergetics.com. And if you love the show here on UK Health Radio, please spread the word about it in your networks. Last week, I was out with a really good friend of mine, and we were having one of those conversations that meanders happily from one thing to another. And at some point, the conversation turned to 2026 and to the types of energies that we were picking up on and how really wild they were feeling. And I said to her that actually, most of the time, I ride energies quite well. And this year, I was riding them pretty well as well, except that sometimes I just felt I couldn't keep up. And while I was getting adjusted to the pace of the energies this year, at times I could feel a bit overwhelmed. And I was asking her if she felt the same. And of course, part of our conversations, which were about eclipses and solar flares and all sorts of alignments and planets queuing up and creating all sorts of auspicious and somewhat challenging configurations, the subject drifted to the Chinese New Year, and then to the fact that it is the fire horse energy in the Chinese New Year 2026, and that had arrived. And it was probable that something that I was picking up on was that energy making itself very much at home. And my friend, who is also pretty clued up on energies, if I'm honest, she began telling me much more about what she knew about the Chinese New Year and the zodiac signs. And she was telling me with absolute conviction about the signs that were in for a rough ride this year. The sign of the rat, apparently, was the sign that the fire horse energy of 2026 would be the hardest on of all. The rats, and this is in her own words, they should just lay low, keep their heads down, pull back on their expectations for the entirety of 2026, and not push their luck, as it wouldn't end well for them. And so I sat there and I listened. Of course, I'm going to listen. And what I did, though, as I listened, was I kept my face pretty expressionless, and you probably understand why. Because the thing she didn't know, and how could she, was that I was born in the year of the rat. So she didn't know that she was sitting across from one of the very zodiac signs that she was describing was in for a really rough time of it this year. She didn't know that with every word of her astrological warnings, she was, and this was entirely unintentional, I'm sure, seemingly lobbing small energetic grenades directly into my lap. Just as well I have a sense of humour then. I was born in the year of the rat, and according to my well-meaning friend, 2026 was likely to shape up to be something of a disaster for me already. Now, I had plans for 2026, significant plans. Not goals or targets in the old sense, but something I feel is far more exciting than that. I'm actually in the middle of my 2026 experiment. My entire 2026 is structured as an open system of potentiality with alternating weeks throughout the year dedicated to either progression, of some kind, or simply allowing what the universe wanted to bring me. That's the potentiality I'm speaking of. And I want to create the type of experiment that would feel really fun and see what the universe sends in response to my open-hearted experiment. And I've spoken about this on previous shows, and it's already been producing the most extraordinary results for me. I was, and I have to be honest, genuinely thrilled about this year until my friend told me it was going to be an awful one for me, and that any rats like me would also have a terrible time. And I had felt in my bones that particular quality of excitement that comes when you sense that something is finally properly beginning. And my friend had accidentally burst that dream. It was as if she'd taken a very long, sharp pin and popped my 2026 bubble. This is the Future Self Energetic Show on UK Health Radio. I'm your host, Amanda Nelson. And on the show this week, we're diving deep into the question that my friend's well-intentioned comments left me wrestling with. Is the year of the fire horse genuinely difficult for every one of us born in the year of the rat? And if it is, how on earth do we shake off what I can only describe as an unintentional soft curse that has been placed upon us? You know, a soft curse is one of those sticky limiting beliefs that you pick up on, or you somehow overhear, or somebody shares with you, that then you take on as a belief of your own, and it shapes your expectations and makes you feel immediately like you're on a back foot. How could we rats still make the absolute most of this year regardless? How do we all do it? How can we make sure that a fire horse energy year doesn't slow us rats down? So if you were born in 1948, 1960, 1972, 1984, 1996, 2008, or 2020, then you are a fellow rat. And this show is dedicated to you. And if someone you love carries rat energy, even if you don't, I hope what follows gives you something genuinely useful to offer them. I think it helps to understand how the Chinese zodiac actually works before we get into the specifics of why a rat in a fire horse year is in such a precarious kind of energetic pickle. So the Chinese zodiac, it runs on a 12-year cycle, and each year is presided over by one of 12 animals. There's the rat, ox, tiger, rabbit, dragon, snake, horse, goat, monkey, rooster, dog, and pig. And each animal brings its own distinct energy, distinctive personality, and set of governing qualities to the year it presides over. The year you were born gives you your sign, and that sign in Chinese astrology is considered to be a fundamental aspect of your energetic nature, the frequency, in a way, that you carry, the way you naturally manage and move through the world. Now, within that 12-year cycle, the animals are arranged in a wheel. And on that wheel, certain signs sit in natural harmony with one another, and other signs sit in direct opposition. And the rat sits in direct opposition to the horse. Opposing signs. They sit across from each other on the zodiac wheel, and that means their energies are fundamentally at odds. It isn't hostile. I was relieved to discover that when I dug a bit deeper when I was by myself. But the energies of rats and horses are orientated in completely different directions, like two people where what feels right to one of them is precisely what feels uncomfortable and counterintuitive to the other. So from what I was learning is that it wasn't that there was any hostility that was going to come my way. It might just be that the way the horse liked to introduce its energies for the year, and the way that particular natural energetic signature, that kind of patterning for the ear. It might just be a bit counterintuitive to what I feel comfortable with as a rat. So I was already starting to feel significantly better because I felt that once I understood more about the horse and once I understood more about myself as a rat, it should be possible, using some of my rat-like aptitudes, for me to find a really good way to negotiate this year, even though I was supposed to not have a good one. So it's a horse year. The horse energy is dominant. So this is what I found out. So it sets the prevailing frequency for the entire next 12 months. And in a horse year, a rat doesn't simply encounter energy that's different from their own. They encounter energy that runs in direct opposition to their nature, energy that is counterintuitive. So the prevailing energy then for this entire year is vibrating, if you like, at a frequency that points away from where any rat energy would naturally flow. And that's disorientating in a way that's very difficult to explain to someone who's never experienced it, and immediately recognizable to someone that has. And then let's not forget that it's not only a horse year, it's a fire horse year. So the element attached to this particular horse in 2026 being fire is intense. It intensifies everything that it comes into contact with. Fire horse energy is not gentle horse in a meadow, you know, grazing. It's a horse in volcanic terrain, moving at full gallop, burning bright and hot and fast. And if you try and keep up with it, you can't. It drags you along. So for those in signs who are in harmony with this horse, this is extraordinary. I'm sure it would be exhilarating. The kind of year, if you are in harmony with a horse, that would lift you up and take you where you wish to go at supersonic speed. But for the rat who is already navigating an opposing frequency, the fire element complicates things because it turns up the volume on every single potential difficulty considerably. It doesn't just bring counterintuitive energy frequencies, it brings turbocharged counterintuitive ones. And so I realized as I was delving deeper, as I also sat across from my friend, keeping my face carefully neutral, that could leave me and other rats with rather a lot of unexpected energies to navigate this year. And that's the moment, actually, that I decided to dedicate a show to this very subject. Because I believe that with the resourcefulness, the natural aptitude of a rat is to take a moment to consider the situation, be strategic, make plans, and then when they're happy, execute them. Not like the galloping fire horse, I get that. Galloping fire horse jumps in with both feet and sort of makes it up as they go along. I hope I'm not doing them a disservice. I'm still learning a great deal about the fire horse, but I know about the rat. And so what I would say is, well, okay then, if this is the playing field that we have for 2026, I wonder how I could learn how to play.
The station that makes you feel good.
What if your healing journey could feel empowering, hopeful, even transformative? Welcome to the Alkaline Collective Mastermind, a community for anyone facing cancer, staying cancer-free, or committed to prevention. No matter your stage, whether you've chosen conventional care, an integrative path, or a fully holistic approach, here, you're not alone. Here, your healing journey becomes a journey of empowerment. We explore the science of oxygenation, metabolism, and alkalinity, while strengthening your emotional, spiritual, and physical well-being. This is a mastermind with heart, accountability, connection, wisdom, and real support. Because your journey isn't just about surviving. It's about thriving. Join us by clicking on the Alkaline Collective Mastermind banner on the UK Health Radio homepage or directly at alkaline-collective.com, where self-belief grows, healing deepens, and transformation begins.
Sarah wasn't bad at her job, she was stuck in hidden grief. After her dog died, she took a sales role just to stay busy, but every pitch felt empty. A Cogna Movement session uncovered that she was seeking the warmth of her dog rather than serving her clients. Using our patented movement and sensory patterns, she cleared the grief and rocketed to the top. What hidden emotion is holding you back? Try our Essentials program at the special UK Health Radio rate. Visit cognamovement.com/radio or click on the Cogna Movement banner on the UK Health Radio homepage. Results vary.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
You're listening to the Future Self Energetics Show on UK Health Radio. I'm Amanda Nelson. And before the break, I was telling you about the moment a good friend of mine, innocently, lovingly, with no idea what she was doing as she was talking about it, was describing my 2026 as an energetic obstacle course. And I've been sitting here all January feeling like prosperity itself and declaring my frequency and filling my time with all sorts of progress and potentiality and looking forward to the year ahead. I was absolutely fizzing with excitement about what my 2026 experiment might bring and manifest in my life. And then the pin, my bubble, my balloon got popped. So I suppose really the most natural thing in this situation, given what everyone was telling me about it, is to grab a tin hat and just find a hole and hide in it. But actually, I didn't want to do that. I want to bring a hopeful perspective to all aspects of my life. And this time was no different. So I decided that I would try and find out, first of all, much more about this subject so that I could then navigate it better and also use my rat nature, if I'm allowed to call it that, to figure out what the game I was going to be playing is. And rather than feel a bit robbed or soft cursed by the prospect of this year being taken away from me, I would just turn my ingenuity to get creative. Rats do this. I think we rats are quite widely misunderstood because our curiosity and our adaptability can mean that we prevail when others don't. And there's the message. How can I become curious? How can you as a rat become curious enough, adaptable enough to prevail enough so that you too can succeed? The most fantastic manifestations and successes and joyfulness in a year that, quite frankly, rats are supposed to be written off. So in the story of the great race, the race that determined the order of the Chinese zodiac, the rat won first place. And the rat won not through the kind of brute strength or speed or size or how it could dominate like some of the other animals, I suppose, could. It was actually its intelligence, its resourcefulness, and the ability to read a situation. He formed strategic alliances, and what happened was those social gifts were enough to pull off the remarkable and fast on its feet requirements that the rat needed to execute a plan. That's the rat. So rats are not all bad. So I suppose rats at their core are intelligent and perceptive and extraordinarily capable when they feel safe enough to operate at full capacity. I think this is where my investigations about fire horses and the impact of the rat really started for me, because safety is really important. I like to know that the ground under my feet is stable before I decide to make a first move. Rats notice details that others walk or gallop straight past. We read atmospheres and we're able to sense people with really uncanny accuracy sometimes. And we like to have systems around us that feel secure. But it's not because we're frightened, it's just because we understand that a secure foundation is what allows you to take the kind of intelligent risks that then produce genuine positive results. When a rat is properly resourced and feels genuinely safe, they can be innovative and generous and funny and warm and remarkably effective at making pretty much anything work. There is a reason that the rat came first in the story of the Great Race, that race that determined the order of the Chinese zodiac. The rat won first place because he used his natural gifts to win it. If I could harness my natural gifts, if I could inspire you as a fellow rat to harness your natural gifts too, we could make 2026 one of the best years ever. Now the horse, by contrast, magnificent creature, but of a completely different kind. The horse is bold and passionate and free spirit and fiercely independent and gallops along. And the horse, it seems, doesn't really plan extensively. The horse feels the direction, commits to it with the whole of its considerable heartfelt energy and just goes for it. I mean, I love that. It's not me, though. The horse is at home in open terrain, at speed, in the momentum of forward motion. Spontaneity is not a challenge for a horse. It's its natural state. The horse makes decisions quickly, on the fly, moves on and thrives in environments that are dynamic and fast-moving and alive with possibility and change, and it gallops. And you can already see, I imagine, why these two energies in the same room might find each other somewhat trying. The rat looks at the horse and sees someone who leaps without checking the ground first and then somehow lands on their feet anyway, which is both admirable and a little bit infuriating. And the horse looks at the rat and sees someone who is still making a plan when the moment might have already passed, which strikes the horse as a tremendous waste of perfectly good opportunity and momentum. Neither's wrong, they simply operate from entirely different internal logic. In a horse year, the world runs on horse logic. Go now, decide now, be bold now, move now. And the rat, who navigates life through perhaps more careful observation, a little bit of strategic thinking, and the patient building of a securer condition for action, finds themselves in a year where the prevailing energy is constantly nudging them to do the very thing that feels most contrary to their nature. What this actually feels like, if you're an observe first, strategy second, movement third kind of rat like me, is a particular kind of anxiety. It's exhausting to have to recalibrate your energy field constantly and at the speed of light. Each time you think you've found your footing, the ground shifts again. Plans that seem solid suddenly unravel and change for reasons you can't quite pin down. I've already experienced this. And mentally, which in any other year, our mental energy, which would be our greatest asset, has nowhere to find refuge apart from by turning inwardly, where it immediately begins to run loops and loops and loops. It's that galloping again. So I recognised, with slightly uncomfortable honesty, some of what was going on in the energy of the year inside of myself. And one of the things that I had explained a number of times before I even really looked into the effect of a fire horse on the rat was that I imagined galloping horses, and the way to navigate it is actually to find firm ground. And the way you could do this was if I imagined I had two fire horses which had reins on them, and it was these horses were attached to a chariot, that I could stand on the flat floor of the chariot holding those reins gently, not tightly. I'm not trying to slow the horses down, but they could carry me along with them rather than me trying to somehow ride the horse and feel that I was safe there. So if I want to be a bit more rat-like about 2026, I had to make lots of choices. I could sit with my friend's astrological warning, that soft curse, and allow it to quietly reshape my expectations for the entire year, meaning I would intentionally scale back and power down and find a hole and keep my head under it and wait for a more favourable year to do the things I genuinely wanted to do. Or I could take the experimental spirit of my 2026 experiment and apply it here too. I could ask myself the question, is this likely to be difficult? I wonder if a rat in some ways could outwit the energy of this year if it applied itself naturally to it. I wonder how well a rat could navigate this year in that chariot if it decided to hold the reins but not try and stop the horse. So back to my experiment. I wonder what happens if a rat decides not to be trampled underfoot by a fire horse.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
A cancer diagnosis can be scary and stressful for everyone involved. Hello Love is a contemporary living space and well-being center in central London where anyone can come and learn about illness prevention and non-toxic practice. Inside, you will find a vegan restaurant, juice bar, and holistic dojo that encourage lifestyle changes to help heal mind, body, and spirit connection. Cancer patients are offered free sessions. To find out more, please visit us at hellolove.org.
Imagine. Every day, clients walk into your office with their concerns about intimacy, identity, desire, and trauma. Questions that require more than basic training. Emotional and sexual dynamics are evolving, and today's professionals must evolve with them. We hear from parents unable to start conversations with their children around identity. Too often, adolescents have learned their sexual ideas from the internet. Couples have difficulty communicating about sex with each other. At the International Institute of Clinical Sexology, you can gain the specialized skills and knowledge to address those issues with confidence. Whether you are a therapist, coach, educator, or other healthcare professional, our advanced certifications and PhD program empower you to become a highly skilled, sought-after sex therapist. Expand your expertise. Elevate your earning potential. Start your journey today with the International Institute of Clinical Sexology. Imagine making a difference in our world. Learn more at clinicalsexologyphd.org.
The station that makes you feel good.
This is the Future Self Energetic Show on UK Health Radio. My name's Amanda Nelson, and we've been looking at the rat and the horse and why their energies are in natural opposition, and why a fire horse year turns that opposition up to full volume, and how us rats are at the moment of choice. Do you accept the soft curse, limiting belief that this is going to be a really bad year for you because it has fire horse in it? Or are we going to work with our natural ratty-like skill sets and work out how to navigate it differently? So that's what I've decided to do and what I'm trying to share with you today. And I think really it's the only response that makes any sense if you've committed, as I have, to living an open system of potentiality and progress rather than a closed container of expectations this year. I would have to apply my rat-like nature in order to negotiate and navigate this year. So to all my rat friends out there, I've put on my thinking cap, and this is what I feel could be a great approach to thriving in a fire horse year. First, no rat needs to become a horse in order to survive this year. This is a kind of energy trap as soon as you try and change the way you are or make it feel all right. No rat needs to become what they are not. But they must hold on to the belief that despite being immersed in the energies that feel counterintuitive to their own, that a rat's energy is not a problem. It can be an asset. Rat energy is just different. Rats are intelligent and they're socially gifted and they're great at strategy. So we ought to be able to win through even in a fire horse year regardless. We might have to become a bit bolder than normal. We might have to become a bit more spontaneous, a little bit more willing to take the chance and leap without looking this year. I think that the solution, though, isn't to abandon all of the rat's nature, although we have to try and be open, open it up, try to ask a question and ask that question of ourselves, which is, I wonder what it would feel like to try something a little bit different this year. I wonder if I chose to be a little bit more flexible with how I approached life, whether this year could feel more empowering for me too. So bring it on, let's play. I know I prefer to think and strategize, but this year maybe I release a little bit of that and go with it anyway and see how it feels. After all, it's a fire horse year. Maybe I could treat the fire horse as my friend rather than my enemy. Or maybe I continue to do that, but I'm more choosy about what can be more flexible and what simply has to take its time the way I want it to. And while the world is galloping along without thinking about itself first, which is what it looks like to me, I can also make sure that I create some kind of little sanctuary space that always runs at my own rat tempo. I can do that. Encourage your own rat friends to do this too. The world this year is set to horse speed, and that's not going to change. So no matter how much we might rail against that, because it doesn't feel that anybody's taking the time to stop and think and consider and look ahead and strategize. And when they have a good idea of the landscape they're dealing with, when they are secure with that below their feet, that they then make a choice and navigate forward. This isn't going to be the year that that happens. But within our own lives, our dear rats, within the architecture of our own days and weeks, we can create conditions where the intelligence has room to work at its natural pace. And I would suggest that that's what we need to do. We need to create spaces for ourselves where decisions aren't forced before we're ready, or before we've had the time to genuinely think something through, get a perspective on it first. We are quiet, mindful thinkers. We like to observe and then place strategic plans in flow. And the fire horse outside our door, he can simply gallop on ahead without me every single time. There may be particular moments in time this year when I say, no, you carry on. But me, I'm just going to stay where I am just for a few minutes and allow the dust to settle before I move forward too. Rats really like security, but it's not security in building walls or somehow arming yourself. It's the security of the choices that they make and having had enough time in order to consider before they make the choice. Because sometimes when rats are encouraged to make choices too soon, they flick-flack, they change their mind. That's the looping I was mentioning before. And then they might regret that they hadn't spent more time thinking about something before making the choice. This is one of the destabilizing energies of this year for us, because I think rats will choose to try and tighten their grip on what feels like secure and stable before they make choices. But I think in many ways, rats are going to have to allow themselves to create security and stability in the world around them, like their home or perhaps parts of where they work, or it might even be simply when they are having a shower in the morning, I don't know, and be prepared that when they step outside their own front door, that everything seems to be moving on at a pace which feels uncomfortable for them. But it's okay, because eventually they will get back to that secure, stable place again. I think start with what security for you is non-negotiable. If you need an hour a day where you switch off all the social media, the TV and everything, computers, where there's no sound, no music, and you just have the chance to just power straight down, that can be security for you. What security is non-negotiable? Because that will be your safe haven when the horses go galloping by. Let's focus on what we need and be strategic about it. And then I'd like to go back to that soft curse, that limiting belief, because I've been thinking about it and I've come to the conclusion that my well-meaning friend, wonderful and knowledgeable as she is, she handed me something useful along with the same pin that threatened to pop my 2026 balloon. She actually inspired me. She inspired me to ask myself if I believe in the power of a thought to be stronger than my belief in myself. Did I truly believe that this was a bad year simply because it was suggested to me that it would be? Could I simply choose to not believe in the power of the soft curse and in so doing completely change the year ahead of me? I understand my own energetic nature, even in the year of opposition, and I believe that I can negotiate this year successfully and take the charge out of any limiting belief I'm handed. I'm a rat, after all. The experimental quality of this year continues for me, and it matters because an experiment can't fail. An experiment just produces experimentation and information and learning. And the information I've gathered from being a rat in a fire horse year so far, and I'm only a few weeks in, you know, sitting and examining it and pacing around it honestly, I know that rat nature will not let us down. I know what conditions allow all of us to function at our fullest capacity, and we just simply need to be strategic enough to enable those conditions to prevail wherever we are able to create them for ourselves. I know that the horse's way is not my way. That's okay. Let's let all the horses lead and I'll follow, but only if I think it's a good idea. So initially my 2026 balloon felt like it was completely popped. But then I remembered that when a balloon gets popped, though the air goes somewhere, it doesn't disappear. And what felt like real deflation for a few moments was simply the moment the energy stopped being contained and it became available to become something else. So there you have it, the great trampling. How it feels to be a rat under the hooves of a galloping fire horse. If you're a rat or you know one, please invite them to listen to my show this week. I'm hoping that with a strategy and a plan, we will all be absolutely fine, just like always. That's it for another show this week. I'm thrilled that you dropped by. I present Future Self Energetic Show every week for UK Health Radio, and I'd be delighted to spend more time with you next week, so do tune in. The world of energy is amazing, and it's magical, and it's mysterious, and there's always so much for us to explore about it. You have a vital connection to a web of energy fields around you. Use that connection for your benefit. I've been working with vibrational energetics all my life, and I know that when you improve your energy field, you can uplevel any part of your life.